Welcome, 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 welcome to the Real Life of Nisha D. Tonight, my listening audience, tonight I wanted to discuss vibes and energy and all the jazz that goes on with it. This is my nightcap. I got to catch you all up on my weekend. My weekend was so-so. You know how you have one of those weekends that is just so-so. More than anything, I needed to get out, right? Because I was feeling all types of vibes and energy, and my spirit was just a little unraveled. I would say my spirit was on 10 when it should have been on 1. I think more than anything, I have an over-analytical brain. And sometimes I just overthink. Because, you know, when you've been through so much in life and you're constantly evolving and, you know, you don't want to repeat the same mistakes of yesteryears, because the universe will make you repeat that process if you hadn't learned that lesson. So here I was, you know, I was all in my feelings about some stuff that I just felt that the energy was just off. I just, you know how you can feel things, right? And I think more than anything, when you're truly in tune with God, you can feel things. You can feel things that others won't feel or have not yet learned to tap in. So I was feeling all kinds of things, and it was like I needed to get out. So I made a call. Call some of my girls up, you know, that were from the East Coast. Well, my friend, she's from the East Coast. She had her sister that's from the East Coast. So, you know, if she is my friend, of course, her sister is my friend as well. And I called my girl Bridget up, and I was like, hey, let's go to Phil and Derek's. And, you know, I got dressed up. You know, your girl was dressed till her nines. You know, I love fashion. I love high fashion. I just like to feel just good. You know, it feels good being a woman when you're able to be in tune with who you are, you know, have confidence in yourself, the way you walk, the way you talk, and the way you elaborate who you are as a woman. And, you know, especially as an Aquarius, we have a keen sense of fashion. Those of you who are Aquarius or my fellow Aquarians, you all know this. So, you know, I go out, I'm having a good time. You know, I'm drinking with my girls. You know, I met up with some of my girls from Miami. You know, they came through, and, you know, everyone was kosher. Everything was good. You know, when you get to having alcohol in your system, and like I drink red wine, right? I don't drink a lot of wine, but, you know, every now and then I'll drink some Hennessy or whatever. So, you know, you mix Grand Marnier with Hennessy, and, you know, all your feelings just come out to the surface. You know, those deep feelings that you do so well to hide, you know, you do well to hide them, they come out to the surface. So here I am, y'all. I am driving home on the freeway, right? And I'm listening to Jhené Aiko BS, and I'm like, wow, like I feel this song. And I'm just driving, and I'm like, damn, I finally make it home, because I'm a little tipsy, right? And the drinks was strong, because I had a sangria, and then I had the Grand Marnier with the Hennessy. It was called a Hennessy something double, whatever it was, but it was really good. Get home, get out my clothes, get ready for bed. Of course, you know, you gotta get yourself ready, get yourself clean and fresh. And, you know, it's like, damn, it dawns on you, it's another lonely night. And I think that's when the emotions of being single taps into one's soul, and the enemy gets to giving you different scenarios on what happened in yesteryears. And it started to affect your logic. And, you know, it's like, wow, you know, this just can't be. But I say this to say that, You know, sometimes we overthink things and we shouldn't. And we need to learn how to go with the flow of things. I personally know this. But unfortunately, last night I didn't want to go with the flow of things. I wanted to be I just wanted to be held last night, right? And I'm a nice looking woman. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I know what I bring to the table. So you can't let anyone hold you, right? And though you have guys that are always trying to shoot their shot, but you know you see through their spirit and you know what God has told you. But you know, it's like sometimes you get lonely. And it's like, it's just some nights that loneliness hits you in a way that it's like, wow, I am actually lonely. Not a book, not any music could comfort my soul last night. So I tossed and turned last night, you guys. I tossed and turned because I was fighting with my vulnerability. And it's so hard when you finally put up a wall, right? And then all of a sudden, one person can come in and penetrate your wall, right? Or a person that has analyzed you can come in and penetrate your wall, and you're faced with things that you don't want to, you know, you're scared to admit, like, wow, you know, I do have feelings. I'm aware of my feelings. Why am I feeling this way? And, you know, that loneliness. And I had to go to one of my girls today. You know, sometimes it's good. You know, you have your friends that you can just talk to, and you have those that you can just really have, you know, deep conversations with regarding how you feel. And, you know, the encourager sometimes need to be encouraged. And, you know, my sister, my friend, Moni, she's always telling me, you done been through so much. You done been through a hell of a lot. It's your season. It's your season. 2021. It's your season. And you know, and that's all she's been saying since like the middle of last year. But, you know, when you're seeing everything that I went through, like you all, I've went through so much. I mean, let me just give you a snippet, because I'm a very open and honest person. And I'm very transparent because I don't know who I might be helping tonight. Hell, I might just be helping myself, but I know I have a large listening audience, and you know, and I know you all love when I speak from the heart, and tonight this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm speaking from the heart. So the end of last July, I lost my beloved grandmother. She was 91 years old. And my grandmother, anyone who knew me knew my grandmother was my world. Like, she was my world. I would pick her up and I would do this and do that for her. And, you know, I love my grandmother. Then 2 weeks later, right before, two days before we were about to bury my grandmother, my aunt passed. So that was like blow after blow. Then a good friend of mine, Donnell, we were just friends. You know, I've always had guy friends that I was actually friends with because, you know, guys are easier to talk to. You have your good girlfriends, but then you have your good guy friends. You all can talk, and it's strictly platonic. He passes away. Then the following week, get in a car wreck, right? Car totaled. Had to pay for that. Then I, at the same week, God allowed me to go to the dealership and get the car I wanted. That I liked, and I got it. October rolled around. You know, when, you know, you're trying to date people, you're trying to figure them out. You know, when I was in the midst of losing family, you know, I started trying to date someone, and it was horrible because we wasn't equally yoked in the sense of like, we just didn't mesh. But I think because of the loneliness that I was feeling at the time, not of the loneliness, but of the grief that I was feeling at the time, I allowed, you know, us to talk or whatever, but it was horrible, and it just didn't work at all, because it was like, it's like taking someone to the opera and you're trying to teach them elegance and trying to teach them the upper echelons of society, and they just don't get it. That's how that was. You know, I was like the opera, and I was trying to teach someone something different, and it wasn't working. So November rolled around, celebrate my grandmother's birthday. I got my cousins coming in from Denver, Colorado, and everything was just good. We laughed, we cried, we prayed. Okay, December rolls around. My sister-in-law dies unexpectedly. Like, wow, she died. Then, 2 weeks after she died, my cousin Phoebe died. Now, my cousin Phoebe and I, we were real close. And then, you know how sometimes, you know, people grow apart, but that was still my cousin. So, December passes on. It was like, oh, I'm just ready for this month then. Someone who loved me unconditionally, he passed away. And I loved him. Now, him and I, we were actually in a relationship before, but we hadn't talked in years. But he was always that permanent figure in my life, meaning that he always made sure that no matter what, my kids and I were good. And I didn't find out he passed away until like January 13th. And he died December 15th. So my spirit is just crushed. I'm like, wow, God, like, really? Like, God, really? Then, you know, the freeze came in. You know, Texas froze over. March comes. I get struck with COVID. Not only I, but my daughter and my sister. So, you know, it was like, oh, my God. So I was emotionally drained. I'm like, God, like, okay, God, I'm coming. Look, God, are you looking? God, you see what's going on down here? April roll around. You know, I celebrate my girl's birthday or whatever. And it's good. You know, I celebrated my birthday in February, too. I skipped that part. We went to Austin. We did some shopping. My girl Tamara and I, we did some shopping. We ate at Vince Young's Steakhouse. I mean, because, you know, I like the finer things. And I like to do stuff for myself. And I would never have anyone do anything for me that I couldn't do for myself, right? So I've always been that type of person. You know, I'm a giver, so it's just by nature of law that I always give. Anyway, April roll around, everything is, I'm thinking everything is good. Psh, go into May. May 14th, I get hit. This kid ran the stop sign and totaled my car. Then, on the 16th, my son was taking me to get a rental car. And you guys wouldn't believe it. I got hit again. So, I'm trying to keep my podcast afloat, keep my listening audience coming back for more. So, your girl been through it. And then the past comes back, right? And, you know, you don't know what God is doing in this season, right? But sometimes it's like, God, what are you doing in this season? You know, and the most human thing that we can do is feel, right? We must feel. We must allow love to love. And sometimes we be so caught up in the past prerequisites of yesteryears, of what somebody else has done, to where that we don't allow what God has brought before us to manifest because we're too afraid of failing, right? Because no one wants to keep failing into something, right? And so I say this to say tonight that no matter what you go through, if God has brought something before you and you know God has brought it before you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to open up, to adhere to the universe. I always tell people, the packages, don't look at the packages, because the packages will throw you off every time, right? Those packages are deceitful. You don't look at the package. You look at the inner exterior of the heart of the person. If God is sending you a friend, look at your friend's heart. If God is sending you someone to love, look at their heart. Look at their spirit. Look at their soul. Look at them, because, you know, if it's a clothing issue, like the way a person dresses differently from you, you all can always work that. Anything can be worked out. Whether it's fashion, whether it's style, maybe it's a sense of humor. Anything can be worked out. But if God is bringing you something that you need, don't neglect what God is bringing forth to you. A lot of times God give us things, right? And we've all been guilty. We've all been guilty. God is blessing us with something, and we're so used to BS, right? So finally, when something comes in good, we start to question it. Like, is this really good? Is this really meant for me? Those things we question, and we shouldn't question, because God is not a God of confusion. God is a God of understanding and joy and of peace. So I say this to say, you know, God is allowing me to feel again, right? Because, you know, after you don't been through everything, you don't want to feel anything, right? So if I genuinely say to someone, I always tell my friends, I love them, because, you know, we don't know how long our time on this earth is. So to love is a beautiful thing. And when I say that to from the purest form of my heart. I think more than anything, for me, I can't speak on everyone else. For me, honesty, truth, you know, integrity and loyalty, I've always preserved that in me, right? And my friend, my sister Monet, was like, you have so much good in you. You are good to everyone you come across. You're always good. You're loving and you're caring. And you know, it's like you just want that same energy back to you. Because sometimes you give so much love and encouragement out to where you need to be encouraged. And I say this tonight, sometimes you gotta allow yourself to be encouraged. Allow yourself to feel. It's okay to feel. I was having this moment, I'm like, okay, let me get my emotions in check, because I'm starting to feel again. And, you know, and it's scary when you start to feel again, you know, because you don't want to fail. But if God is bringing you, let me give you a metaphor, because, you know, I love metaphors. If God is bringing you out of Egypt and into the land of the promised land, well, you know, I'm not going to even much. I could really tell you about that, how they rewrote that. But I'm just going to give you the metaphor of that. If God is bringing forth to you, bringing you out of the promised land, and you've been in, bringing you not out of the promised land, but bringing you to the promised land, and you've been in a land that was dry, meaning nothing was manifesting. Because see, when I speak things, it manifests over. That's why I be speaking joy, peace, love, and understanding, businesses, success. Anybody around me, I always speak those things, because that's what I'm working on and that's what I'm having. So when you start speaking those things and the universe hears you, God bring you to it. So if you was in a land of dryness, right, and nothing was manifesting, God has brought you to a land of milk and honey. Don't be as afraid or scared of the land of milk and honey, because God knew exactly what you needed, because God knew that you were right there in that land of dryness, right? It was not producing any fruit. My dryness was not being open to the universe. Being afraid to get my heart broken again, because, you know, it's like, you're like, God, you know, when I open my heart up and I'm opening my heart up to people, and, you know, they burn their bridges with me, and then they always want to come back after they burn their bridges. So, you know, you get tired of the bridges burning and people always trying to come back after they burn the bridge. So you be afraid. But then God is like, I have something for you. I'm setting something aside for you. I'm taking you to a land where you will prosper. I'm taking you to a land where you will prosper. And not only you will prosper, your kids will prosper, and your kids' kids, and it'll be a generation of prosperity. And you know, and a lot of times people think of prosperity as material things. But when I speak of prosperity, for me, it's in the spirit of understanding and accepting and having peace. You know, that's why I ask God, wherever I walk, wherever I stand, wherever I go, God, allow there to be peace in my spirit, God, because I am a child of God, and I need you, God. I need you to set me on the right path. And if I'm overthinking, if I'm overstepping, God, talk to me, you know. And you want to be prosperous in a way that you will have peace in your life. Your kids will have peace, because wherever there's peace, there's blessings. So, you know, God takes us to this promised land, and we're in the land of milk and honey. And it's a beautiful thing, because it's something God giveth to us. We be afraid, and we can't be afraid of the blessings God bestow onto us. Like, we literally be afraid. We be afraid, whether it's in writing or a new career or just building something, you're afraid. But if you never take a chance on something, how would you know it would turn out the way it's supposed to? So I'm just giving you all my nightcap on where I was this weekend, you know, and also giving you all a little testimony on all the stuff I've been through, and it hasn't even been a year yet. So, you know, the purpose of me, I'm still standing here because God has a greater purpose for me than I even know, and it's manifesting. And you know, whenever God is doing something amazing in your life, and God is opening up doors, and God is opening up your heart and your spirit, and you're walking in it, the enemy tries to come in, right? But you can't. I remember, this was years and years ago, I heard a sermon by Juanita Bynum. And she was a prophetess, Juanita Bynum. And she said, a wise man builds his house, but a foolish man tears it down. So can you imagine how many times a foolish man has tore down his house because he didn't think it was good enough for him and it was everything that he needed? Think about you tearing down everything that is good enough for you. You're tearing it down because you don't think it's good enough, but it's good enough for you because God brought you to it. And it's how you look at it, and it's how you view it. So my only goal in life is to be honest, be authentic, and be truthful. Tonight, it's all about growing and learning, because, you know, we're still in the season of learning. No matter how old you get, no matter how much education you have, no matter how many books you read, you're still in a season of learning. So I just wanted to, you know, tell you all to be encouraged. Trust the process. If God is bringing you to a land of milk and honey, do not be afraid of the land of milk and honey, because God is bringing you to it. And, you know, we just got to trust God on this whirlwind of life. And, you know, I hope my testimony helps someone. You know, yes, after everything I've been through, I'm still standing. You know, I know the average woman would have broke because they couldn't have walked in my shoes. And that's not even much anything. And even much in May, last month, I lost two friends. So, you know, I've been through it. But Even though I've been through everything I've been through, I still have joy. I still have love in my heart. And after everything, you know, the world says that, no, not the world, but the people in the world says that I shouldn't have love in my heart. And I should be mean, and I should not be caring, and I should not be giving, be a giver. But God says love and continue to love. Because as the great poet Marvin Gaye once stated, only love can conquer hate. So sometimes we just got to love our way through things and be open to change and be open to embracing a new land of milk and honey. I say this, anything I'm saying to you all tonight, I'm saying to myself, you know, I thank you all for the emails. You know, some of you have my personal number, which I'm not giving out. I thank you. Sometimes the encourager needs to be encouraged. So my friend encouraged me tonight, and I feel so much better because she was speaking life into me as I was speaking life into her all this week. I was speaking life into her, and then here comes me on today needing a word of encouragement, a word of understanding, and a word of just, you got this. You're going to be all right. You're going to be fine. So whatever you got going on in life, just know that you'll be fine. You're blessed. Look around and know that you're blessed. God is bringing you to the land of milk and honey. Embrace that land. Well, you all, I just wanted to give you all a nightcap on what was going on with me. I always be transparent in my speaking and in my journey because, like I said, I've been through a lot. I've been through a whole lot, but I'm still standing, and I still got love in my heart, and I still got love in my spirit and my soul for mankind. So no matter what we go through, just remember, God is able. And because God is able, you're able. May the strength of guidance and understanding and hope be with you all tonight. We're entering a new week. And because we're entering a new week, we must understand life to the fullest. Be blessed. Let love rule and let God heal.